Burn fat, but get serious and protect yourself from giving up. You must start by walking and hiking and only gradually increase intensity of your workout. Your signing up for the gym and trying to lift like everyone else will only increase your chances of giving up on weight loss. Lifting similar weights but with less repetitions is a mistake. Once at the gym, you have to start with the lightest weights and then slowly build up the duration of your exercise first, from minutes to hours. And once you are lifting for an hour or two, only then you increase your weights, and only by 2 pounds at a time. This may mean wrist weights and ankle weights before moving up to the next machine setting, but you should really focus on lifting dumbbells. No workout, even bodybuilding, requires more than dumbbells. If you find yourself not being able to lift for entire minutes or stuck on a plateau, that means your weights are too heavy. They are forcing your body to stop too soon, and you can't adapt. You have to go back to lighter weights. Your body needs time. But gym is not where you start with weight loss. Not at all. It's the last place you want to go to. You start by walking. We are all capable of great strength and great endurance, but we must get there gradually. And even long before gym, you can't start your workout by hoping to jog by those who built up their endurance. And not just because you can't catch up, but because you will trick yourself into thinking that they are better and you just can't get there. Yes, you can. It's done gradually. Your body is full of superpowers, but you have to give it time. You can't choke it into stopping. It has to be gradual. The only difference between you and an ultramarathon runner is just that they have gradually risen to their ranks over a long period of time that their body required for that slow increase in intensity. So you walk, and at first you could walk on a sidewalk or explore your neighborhood, but that will get boring after a short while. So really, you can't walk on a sidewalk. You can't walk in circles either. That's just too boring and may make you give up. And you think you won't, but listen, it's never just one or two things. Giving up will take a couple of pretty strange weeks of rain, followed by a month of heavy snow where it's just unwise to jog, and then hurting your knee and getting a blister. Let me tell you something, you will stop walking unless you are surrounded by beauty and inspiration, so don't risk it. Giving up as a large person means giving up more than half of your life. Get serious. You don't get to have boring workouts ever. You go hiking. You go hiking, do you hear? This is about your life. You need to learn to tell your aching knees and hurting back and growling stomach even to shut the fuck up and keep on walking. And you will not achieve that on a sidewalk. You need nature. You need beauty. You need long hiking trails. You need to gradually increase your distance while being enchanted and inspired by beauty and great things. You see, not only must you start gradually, you need hiking and adventure. One day, you visit used crab stores in a tiny little but distant city. Another day, you walk by the ocean or lakeshore or hike through the woods. You must be surrounded by interesting beauty and inspiring vistas as you constantly and gradually build up your endurance. And as you walk longer, your body will consume more fat. You will go from being obese to becoming muscular. I'm sorry to say this, but because you are large, you will have to live differently. You're just different. You have no choice but to keep challenging your body well into your 80s. You walk, you hike, you kayak, you shuffle your feet, you slowly jog, you become a slow runner, and then dance at the gym with dumbbells in hand, and all those years of fat gave you great strength and great muscle. So you become a gym rat, get even more muscular, and keep on walking, keep on hiking, keep on taking to great adventures, and keep on lifting and flexing and dancing, and keep building up your endurance gradually. And as you grow healthier, you section hike the good parts of the Appalachian Trail, and then the Pacific Crest Trail and the Continental Divide Trails. Always listening to narrated books, because it's not just the body but your mind as well. And once it is in you, you hike all three, one after the other. That's right, you are challenged to hike the Triple Crown and maybe even become an ultra marathon runner. If you feel helpless and you want to start your journey right now and so hard that you're going to regret it in the morning, then use whatever strength you have to get up and get rid of your kitchen appliances. In the next few days, get some used training equipment and turn your kitchen into a fitness zone. Next time you are hungry, get mad and go for a walk. And if you want to eat something nice, make it a sausage over an open fire during a beautiful hike, an adventure like no other. And then, later in life, as you live healthy and strong, do what you do best. Save lives. Become a trainer, a trail guide, a Triple Crown teacher. Or just stand. Stand as the beacon and the inspiration that you will have become by then to all your friends and family. Teach them how to do it right. Help them start gradually so that they never give up. Build up your